Page 10. Slow-moving vehicles traveling at 25 miles per hour or less, such as farm equipment, horse-drawn vehicles, or highway work vehicles, must display these signs when using a public highway. Be prepared to adjust your speed or position when you see a vehicle with one of these signs. Pavement markings. Road markings guide and warn drivers as well as regulate traffic. Markings may be red, blue, yellow, or white. They may be used alone or in combinations. Each has a different meaning. Red markings are generally not used, but some communities do use red curbs to indicate no parking zones. Red reflectors on the pavement show areas not to be entered or used. They are positioned on the road surface so that only traffic flowing in the wrong direction would observe them. Blue markings show parking spaces for persons with disabilities. Yellow center lines mean two-way traffic flowing in the opposite directions. Page 11, first picture. Broken yellow center lines means that passing on the left is allowed in either direction when the way ahead is clear. Second picture. A broken yellow line along a solid yellow line means that passing is allowed from the side of the broken line, but not from the side of the solid line. Vehicles on the solid yellow line may only cross the line to pass pedestrians, bicyclists, and riders of scooters or skateboards when the opposite lane is clear and you can pass safely. Third picture. Double solid yellow lines mark the center of the road and separate traffic traveling in two different directions. Passing is not allowed in either direction. You may not cross the lines unless you're making a left turn or passing pedestrians, bicyclists, and riders of scooters or skateboards when the opposite lane is clear, you can pass safely. Fourth picture. Broken white lines separate lanes of traffic going in the same direction. You may change lanes with caution. Right column. Dotted white lines are actually small rectangles in a series where each is closely spaced to the next. They are used to show lane assignments in intersections and interchanges where there might be otherwise be a tendency to drift out of a lane or in an area of intended use. Often they are used to guide turning lanes through the intersection. Dotted white lines are also used to denote the opening of a turn lane at an intersection and entrance or exit lanes at interchanges. Many two-lane roads in Virginia do not have lane markings to separate the lanes. On an unmarked two-lane road, you may pass a slow-moving vehicle on the left side if there are no signs prohibiting passing. Make sure the way is clear. First picture. Solid white lines show turn lanes and discourage lane changes near intersections. Interchange on and off ramps and at other locations where lane changes might be dangerous. Solid white lines also mark the right edge of pavement. Arrows used with white lines indicate which turn may be made from the lane. Stop lines, crosswalks, and parking spaces are also marked by white lines. White lane arrows are curved or straight. If you're in a lane marked with a curved arrow or a curved arrow and the word only, you must turn in the direction of the arrow. If your lane is marked with both a curved and straight arrow, you may turn or go straight. Second picture. Double solid white lines separate lanes of traffic going in the same direction. Most often, they're used to designate special use lane from conventional lanes, as when used to separate in high occupancy vehicle lanes from the other lanes of an expressway. You may enter the designated special use lane only where signs and markings allow. Page 12, first picture. U-line is a line triangle extending across the roadway that may be used with a yield sign to show the point in which you must yield or stop, if necessary. A yield line often is seen at the entrance of a roundabout. On three-lane roads, with traffic moving in both directions, road markings show when drivers may use the center lane for making left turns or for passing. If the center lane is marked by a single broken yellow line on both sides, drivers traveling in either direction may use the center lane for passing. Second picture. If both sides of the center lane are marked by a solid yellow line and a broken yellow line, drivers traveling in either direction may use the lane for making left turns. However, they may not travel further than 150 feet in this lane. Third picture. A shared lane marking, or shero, consists of a bicycle symbol with a double chevron arrow above it and is used on travel lanes too narrow for motor vehicles and bicycles to share side by side. Sharrows clarify where bicyclists are encouraged to ride in the lane and remind drivers to expect bicyclists on the road. Fourth picture. Bicycle lanes are indicated by a solid dash white line or green pavement markings and a bicyclist symbol. A bicycle lane is for the peripheral use of bicyclists. Drivers should not drive in bicycle lane except when necessary to turn left or right. Before turning, check your mirrors for bicyclists that may be behind you and yield to the bicycles in the lane. Right column, first picture. High occupancy vehicles, HOV lanes, are marked on highways by a diamond shape in the center of the lane. HOV lanes may also be special lanes separated by a barrier or solid double white lines. During heavy traffic periods, HOV lanes are reserved for buses, van pools, carpools, and other high occupancy vehicles, motorcycles, and certain clean special fuel vehicles. Road signs show the minimum number of passengers a vehicle must carry, excluding motorcycles and clean fuel vehicles, to use the HOV lanes and the times that HOV restrictions are in effect. If the lanes are separated by a barrier, they are reversible. This means that during certain times of the day, traffic flows one way. During the other times of the day, traffic flows in the opposite direction. A diamond-shaped marking may also indicate that the lane is reserved for use as a bus lane. Toll plaza and lanes. All toll facilities in Virginia accept payment using EasyPass toll transponders. Transponders allow drivers to pay electronically without having to stop to pay with cash. If you have a transponder, as you approach a toll plaza, look and follow signs with the purple EasyPass logo. If you do not have a transponder, as you approach a toll plaza, look for and follow signs for cash-only lanes. Slow down as you approach toll plazas. Be extra cautious as you approach, enter, and depart toll plazas. There may be other drivers changing lanes and or toll employees crossing the lanes. Some toll roads have high-speed lanes reserved for vehicles with EasyPass transponders. Do not enter those lanes unless you have a transponder. However, if you do enter one of those lanes by mistake, do not stop. Stopping is unsafe and could cause a rear-end crash. Cameras will photograph the car's license plate number, and the registered vehicle's owners will be billed for the toll. Page 13. A painted curve means that you must follow special rules to park there. Check with the locality for special meanings. Generally, the colors of the curb mean white, stop only long enough to pick up or drop off passengers. Yellow, stop only long enough to load or unload, stay with your car. Red, do not stop, stand, or park. Blue, parking is reserved for persons with disabilities.